local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say happy Friday. Welcome to another holiday weekend. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm Joe, Austin alongside, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today, December 29th, 2023. Next time we talk to each other after today, Austin, it'll be 2024.
I know, pretty crazy.
Yeah, got a big holiday New Year's plans? Are you a big New Year's guy or...
We celebrate New Year's, but it's basically just, I don't know, just spending time with family, eating some food.
Yeah, that's watching some bowl games.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you're not going to try to stay up all night or, you know, try to see how long you can stay up there.
No, I typically stay up pretty late anyway. So, yeah, I don't have to worry about seeing the clock strike midnight because, heck, I mean, just last night I fell asleep at almost 5 a.m. So,
what were you doing up till 5?
I don't know. I'm just with my thoughts, and I'm doing stuff in my room, like just getting work done and stuff.
All right.
Yeah. I'm a busy guy.
Weird. All right. Well, there's that. Our top three stories today to start off our full rundown. You can text us at any time, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. Thousands of displaced Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are fleeing again as the Israeli military launches new assaults against Hamas. Local reports say Israeli tanks and warplanes are targeting central and southern Gaza, driving away people who already evacuated from other areas. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant says today's attacks are an essential stage in the mission to destroy Hamas. Ukrainian leaders say 12 people died after Russia launched more than 100 missiles at Kyiv and other parts of the country. Officials in the capital city say 10 people were trapped under rubble after a warehouse was hit today. Deaths also reported in central Ukraine, where missiles hit a shopping center and a residential building, and in the cities of Odessa and Lviv as well. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is vetoing a bill that would have restricted transgender care for minors and trans girls for participating on school sports teams.
This bill would impact a very small number of Ohio's children. But for those children who face gender dysphoria and for their families, the consequences of this bill could not be more profound.
And this is noteworthy because DeWine is a Republican governor, one of only two governors of his party to stop a restriction on gender-affirming care, joining Arkansas's Asa Hutchinson back in 2021. DeWine said the gut-wrenching decision about trans care shouldn't be made by the government, but rather the child's parents and doctors. This is likely not over, as the Republicans do have a supermajority in Ohio, so they could probably scrounge together enough votes to override the veto of the governor. So there's that you can keep your eye on there. Those are our top three stories today, 4:15 right now, checking in on our first check of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas as we get started here this afternoon, there's nothing looking too severe in Pensacola itself at the moment. Maybe some issues on, like, I don't know, maybe North Davis Highway at the intersection with Brent Lane. Like if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane there, maybe some slight backups, but nothing too crazy. Same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we've got some issues at like an intersection there, but once again, very minor. And then in the Pace Milton areas, we typically have issues on Caroline Street if you're coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton. But at the moment, that is looking rather mild right now.
All right. Thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum, with a look ahead.
Overnight will be chilly again with low temperatures down in the 30s, and the inland areas will likely see freezing cold temperatures, so patchy frost as we head into Saturday morning. Saturday will be sunny with highs in the 50s, a little warmer, and still sunny on Sunday with highs in the 60s. Monday, that's New Year's Day, and we've got a 50% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now we are sitting at 53 degrees, 38 overnight tonight with mostly clear skies. Taking a look at what's happening here locally, Pensacola police this afternoon letting the public know that the woman who had been missing since Tuesday, who walked away from an addiction treatment facility, Isabel Lawson, has been spotted, and she is said to be safe. PPD putting out that this afternoon, although not saying where she was located, only saying that she has been found and is safe. So it's a good update there. Austin, what do we love around here? We love pettiness, don't we?
Yeah,
we do.
I do.
And we have some pettiness in Santa Rosa County.
How's that?
Well, so here's a little bit of the backstory here. So there is a business, Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors. Their owner is Chris Smith. He does not like Commissioner Sam Parker.
Okay.
The most recent spat, I guess you would call it, that those two had had, or at least Smith kind of went after him on, was I think it was back in the summer. There were calls for Commissioner Parker to resign, and some of the residents were upset because Commissioner Parker was caught on video using anti-Semitic language. And so Smith went to a couple of the commissioner meetings. He brought this out in the public, played the video. Parker later would say that he did not realize that the particular verbiage that he had used was anti-Semitic or offensive, and so he apologized. But since I think 2020, Smith has been using an ad campaign and social media videos where he uses a cardboard cutout of Commissioner Parker, and kind of to make fun of him.
Yeah,
right. And so that this has been going on now for a few years, and so finally, for whatever reason, Commissioner Parker, he is saying that they are derogatory and a mischaracterization of him. He has filed a suit seeking $30,000 in damages. Smith took to his business Facebook page and posted a video saying they are not laying down.
The lawsuit that was filed against us is by Commissioner Sam Parker, not cardboard cutout Sam Parker. We were really confused about that since we used cardboard cutout Sam Parker in some of our videos.
Yeah, so that was from the recent one here. Here's some excerpts of some of the videos of the ads.
Hey guys, come on down to Gulf Coast Gun where you don't have to be a sleazeball politician to get early deals for Black Friday. Man, you ain't getting elected a dog catcher, especially after that last meeting where it looked like you took yet another kickback. Sam Parker, what do you want?
So that's the kind of the nature of these videos that have been going on for several years. Some people on social media are saying that this is a retaliation for the anti-Semitic stuff where Smith brought that to the forefront. So anyway, Parker has filed that lawsuit and is looking for $30,000 in damages. Smith did post a GoFundMe looking for aid from residents in fighting the legal, you know, for the legal fees on that. When I checked, it was like $160 had been donated, a $50,000 goal. So there's that. Also, you can let us know your thoughts if you have any, 850-437-1620. It's, you know, it's entertaining, as a lot is in Santa Rosa County. And so that is the next phase that we have to keep an eye on as far as Santa Rosa County drama. Also here in local headlines, Niceville High School. How about some good news locally? Niceville High School, their marching band is going to be one of 20 high schools around the country that are participating in the Tournament of Roses Parade. So congratulations to them. They flew out of Eglin Air Force Base yesterday, landed in Pasadena yesterday too. That's one of the things I got to get to. I mean, you know, the Rose Bowl's not quite the same thing that it once was.
Yeah.
But talk about, you know, atmospheres and settings when the sun is setting down over the mountains near the stadium in the second half of the Rose Bowl each year. That is quite a sight there. I'll have to get out there at some point. Del Taco, I have not had them. Austin, have you?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, it's a popular Mexican fast food chain. I'm going to say kind of along the lines of maybe like a Moe's, Chipotle, although maybe it's more tacos than burritos. But it's been popular mainly out west. There are five other locations in Florida. A Miami-based developer, though, is looking at bringing a location to Brent Lane. And they've submitted plans to Escambia County's Development Review Committee. So if you're a fan of Del Taco, you have that to look forward to. 422, a little late there, getting to our first break. When we come back, state headlines and some national news if there's time. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Hi, this is Taska King with ADX Digital and Radio Advertising Sales, wishing you and your family a very happy new year.
News Radio 92.3.
I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cool than me. You got the sound.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 425 here. Going to get a quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkeRealty.com. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, wasn't much to report on in our first update, and that appears to still be the case here. We may have some congestion at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway, particularly if you're traveling westbound on North Davis. But the usual big hitters that give us trouble, such as Pine Forest Road, and if you're in Santa Rosa County, Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River, do not appear to be giving us much trouble at this time.
All right, Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast.
Tonight, chilly again with overnight lows in the 30s, and we're likely to see some freezing cold temperatures for some of the inland areas. Saturday will be nice and sunny with highs in the 50s. Sunday, sunny with highs in the 60s. There's a 50% chance for rain on Monday. That's New Year's Day. Happy New Year to you. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. 53 degrees right now, 38 overnight tonight with clear skies. Around the state of Florida today, deputies on the Treasure Coast have seized more than 2 pounds of fentanyl pills in a historic drug bust.
Absolutely flabbergasted. You know, we're used to 5 pills, 6 pills, 7 pills. 10,000? That's unheard of.
And that's Martin County Sheriff William Snyder says those freshly pressed pills were stamped as oxycodone and could have fooled unsuspecting buyers, leading to a devastating trail of death. He says 3 men who drove from New York with the drugs were arrested in the parking lot of a shopping plaza yesterday.
And a South Florida rabbi says that his people won't be deterred after a string of bomb threats in the area. Temple Sinai of North Dade was one of 3 synagogues that received a bomb threat yesterday. Rabbi Alan Litwick says that it's the 3rd bomb threat he has received in the last few months. Bomb threats were also reported yesterday at synagogues in Parkland and Coral Gables.
Governor DeSantis explaining how his successful state policies would benefit every American.
Every Floridian, an individual Floridian share of our state debt is $661. What is your share for the U.S. federal debt per American? $100,000. I think we're doing it right in Florida.
And DeSantis says he was able to cut wasteful spending with the line item veto and kept the size of the state government in check. He says Florida has the lowest per capita state employee footprint in the country.
And a military space plane on a secret mission has blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center. The X-37B space plane lifted off last night on a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket after weeks of delays. The robotic space plane is carrying classified experiments on a mission that could orbit the Earth for over 2 years.
I woke up this morning and scrolling through TikTok, I saw a video here. A massive wave in Ventura, California, led to 9 people being hospitalized after they were hit, swept off the beach. Nearly 20 people in all were swept off the beach by the wave that crashed into onlookers that were standing behind a barrier. National Weather Service says large waves and dangerous rip currents are continuing along parts of California's coast through the weekend as well.
Moving on to national headlines here, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just going to get a couple out of the way here. The Biden administration is threatening to sue the state of Texas if a controversial immigration law goes into effect. The state law allows local authorities to arrest anybody who they believe entered the U.S. illegally. The Justice Department is calling the law unconstitutional. In a letter obtained by the Houston Chronicle, the department fears that the law will disrupt the federal government's immigration enforcement operations.
Talks are heating up between the U.S. and Mexico over how to handle a surge of illegal immigration. Congressman Tony Gonzalez was glad to see there was a meeting this week involving the Biden White House and the Mexico president.
It's a good start, but it's a long way before we get any real tangible results out of it.
The Texas Republican wants to keep asylum seekers south of the border until their court hearing. And California's ban on gas-powered landscaping equipment. Did you do that one?
No, I didn't.
All right. That's kicking in on the 1st. The new law prohibits the sale of new lawnmowers, edgers, leaf blowers, chainsaws, and similar tools that run on gasoline. The state is making a push toward zero emissions by eventually moving to electric or battery-powered equipment.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Minimum wage workers in 22 states are getting a pay bump in the new year. Fox's Kelly Sabari.
Washington and California will be in the $16 an hour range, while Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York will have increases to $15 an hour or more.
In Illinois, the minimum wage will increase to $14 an hour. New York City ramping up security. 1 million people expected to pack Times Square to ring in 2024.
The NYPD just a short time ago telling us there are no credible threats against New York City or the New Year's Eve celebrations that are planned. But hey, they do expect pro-Palestinian protesters to possibly show up.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Times Square. Wall Street wrapping up the final trading day for 2023. S&P 500 making major gains year over year, jumping more than 24%. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. 2023 was a terrific year for U.S. stocks, but it ended with a whimper today. The index is all falling slightly. For the year, the Dow Industrials leaped 13%, the S&P 500 jumped 24%, the NASDAQ Composite soared 43%. As we begin the year's final weekend, prices at the pump continue to trend lower. AAA says nationally a gallon of gas is now an average $3.12, the lowest of the year. Researchers at Gas Buddy say average prices could dip below $3 this winter. It's already $3 or under in 26 states. A balls recall. Walmart is recalling marble-sized, powerful magnetic balls in the wake of the Consumer Product Safety Commission concluding they're an ingestion hazard. Sold exclusively at Walmart.com between early 2022 and this past April, the Relax 5mm Science Kit with large hematite magnetic stones building blocks contain magnetic pieces that are stronger than federally permitted. That's Your Money Now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. Old Trapper, what's your beef? Russell Wilson wasn't the problem in Denver this season, but he also wasn't going to be the long-term solution either. At the end of the year, Wilson would get released, and he could still be a serviceable option on a team-friendly deal somewhere else. Two landing spots could be the Falcons and Steelers, and Russ would instantly be an upgrade over both those teams' current quarterback options. I'm Zach Gelb.
As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state. We're offered to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Lindsay and Chill Out Cryo Spa wishing you a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Heather Hurst with D.R. Horton, wishing a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on as far as the roads are concerned, at least so far tonight. We may be seeing some minor backups at the intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road. Same can be said about North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard. The main one in Pensacola itself is if you are traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis, that's looking somewhat backed up at the moment. But other than that, if you're experiencing congestion somewhere, it shouldn't be holding you up too long.
All right, we're going to get an update on the traffic and weather now. 4:37 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Here's meteorologist Alan Strum.
Tonight, chilly again with overnight lows in the 30s, and we're likely to see some freezing cold temperatures for some of the inland areas. Saturday will be nice and sunny with highs in the 50s. Sunday, sunny with highs in the 60s. There's a 50% chance for rain on Monday. That's New Year's Day. Happy New Year to you. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And so right now, sitting at 53 degrees, 38, the overnight low tonight. Sunshine on tap for the weekend. 55 tomorrow and up to about 61 degrees on Sunday. If you're just joining us, our top three stories today, thousands of displaced Palestinians are fleeing again as the Israeli military is launching new assaults. Tanks and warplanes are targeting central and southern Gaza, driving away people who already evacuated from other areas. In Ukraine, officials say 12 people died after Russia launched more than 100 missiles at Kyiv, as well as other parts of the country earlier today. Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine vetoing a bill that would have restricted transgender care for minors, as well as trans girls, a.k.a. former guys, from participating on school sports teams. This is noteworthy because DeWine is a Republican, and a supermajority of Republicans passed this bill, and he vetoed it. We'll see if there is enough votes and momentum to try to overturn the veto, but that was a pretty big story coming out of the state of Ohio today. 4:39, taking a look at what's happening in the sports world today. Austin, what's going on out there?
Well, today we've had four more college football bowl games, and two of them are already concluded. Number 22 Clemson squeaked past Kentucky 38-35 in the Gator Bowl, while number 16 Notre Dame just boat raced number 19 Oregon State 40-8. That was in the Sun Bowl on CBS. Currently, Memphis holds a steady 29-13 lead on Iowa State in the Liberty Bowl. I believe that is in the third quarter. That you can catch that game on ESPN. And the night game is the Cotton Bowl between number 9 Missouri and Joe Ford's own number 7 Ohio State. Yeah, that's going to be the night game also on ESPN, kicking off at 7. Went the extra mile on this one, looked up the current point spread. Ohio State is favored by 5.5. So, Joe, what's your prediction on that? Yeah, I know you typically ask for my thoughts, but I figured this is your team, so I'll let you take the reins here.
Don't care.
You don't care?
Don't care.
You don't care if Ohio State wins or loses?
Nope, not at all.
Why not?
Because it's a meaningless exhibition.
Well, I think it's a meaningless exhibition if it's something like Florida State and Georgia, but Ohio State's supposed to be rather close to their healthy selves for this game, right?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't matter. Listen,
what happened to the love of the game?
No. It's all of these bowls. It's all of these non-playoff games. We are within a touchdown or so or whatever. I don't even remember the final score of beating Michigan and being in the playoff.
30-24.
So no, I don't care. I think it's awesome. This is what I think of non-playoff bowl games, is that it's great for the bowl practices You got all your opt-outs. You get all your transfers. You get everybody out of the way. You kind of get a picture with the bowl practices of particular players. You get to see them in game action. Yeah. Obviously, we're having our backup quarterback playing tonight. Marvin Harrison's not playing. You know, a couple of the other top draft guys are not playing. Obviously, understood. So it's really about, for me, it's just like, okay, they get 15 or so, however many bowl practices that lets the younger guys play. They're going to get some game reps here tonight. Don't care who wins. Don't care who loses. I'll watch because, you know, it's the final time that I'm going to get to watch exactly, Ohio State yeah. football this year. But don't care one iota if we win or lose.
Really? So if it's like a close game,
don't care,
and y'all are marching, trying to win final moment, you're not going to be on your feet saying, come on, Buckeyes.
See, for me, it's really about I will be interested because I want to see who of the young guys shows up. So now
it's like an NFL preseason game.
Yeah, so if Devin Brown, who is the Ohio State backup quarterback that's playing today, if he's leading a two-minute drive against Missouri, and I don't really know much about Missouri. I know they're, you know, they're, what are they, number 7 or 9 or something like that?
They're number 9 and they're,
you know,
a 10.
So I will watch it through the prism of valuable game experience and reps, regardless of what happens. Now, if he leads a game-winning drive, that's awesome. Good for him. Obviously, should give him a lot of confidence heading into spring practice. Then, obviously, that he could be the starter next year. But no, whether we win or lose, do not care.
Well, if that hype up has you sitting on the edge of your seat about football, tomorrow is where things really get cooking in college football.
Is it, though?
As we see two of the biggest matchups by names involved so far this bowl season at 11 o'clock.
I'm going to fight you on that one. Ohio State, Missouri is a pretty, I would say it starts tonight on that.
Well, but 5 and 6 are tomorrow. Georgia and Florida State. Yeah, okay. See, as I said, by names involved that we see.
What's the other bowl game tomorrow?
The other one is 10 and 11. So y'all got that one beat. But 5 and 6. So anyway, at 11 a.m., number 11 Ole Miss.
Discredit Ohio State and Missouri.
I thought it didn't matter. Who cares, right? Number 11 Ole Miss takes on number 10 Penn State in the Peach Bowl, followed by number 6 Georgia and number 5 Florida State in the scandalous Orange Bowl at 3.
Yes.
That is going to be the exhibition game right there. You can catch both on ESPN. Other New Year's 6 bowls, including the CFP semifinals, will be on New Year's Day. That's Monday.
I will say, we hit something, and by we, I mean we as a society have figured something out as it relates to bowl games and interest and mascots and I'm, of course, talking about the Pop-Tart Bowl. Did you see... Did you see the mascot transform into an actual edible Pop-Tart?
I did see that because they started peeling away at it, eating it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That
awesome.
makes your day, huh?
Oh yeah.
That makes you happier than any Ohio State non-playoff bowl game ever.
Absolutely.
Could. All right, and just short of 4:45 here before we get to traffic and weather update, we'll just run quickly through the NFL headlines here. The Browns clinched a playoff spot last night. They are now 11-5. They beat the Jets 37-20. They're the third team in the AFC to clinch a playoff berth this season. We got a pivotal NFL slate this weekend as we inch closer to the postseason. Saturday has just one game, but it's one of the biggest of the week as the 11-4 Lions head into Dallas to take on the 10-5 Cowboys at 7:15. That game can be caught on ABC, ESPN, and ESPN2. On Sunday, the game to watch is at noon on CBS as the 11-4 Dolphins meet the 12-3 Ravens in Baltimore for a battle over the AFC's top spot.
That's a good one. Saturday night as well, Lions-Cowboys.
I said that one, and then I said Sundays, yeah.
And then Saints, who are they playing? The Bucks, right?
Yeah, if you're into the more local game, relatively speaking, the Saints and Bucks kick off at noon on Fox on Sunday. That's a tight NFC South race there.
Are we about to get a Browns-Ravens AFC championship game?
If we do, that would be pretty cool, especially considering that that win that the Browns got over them earlier this year. That was a very eventful game. Browns,
obviously, the history between the two franchises.
Very tense.
Joe Flacco coming in off the street. let me ask you this. I'll take it a step further.
Okay.
Let's say that the Browns win the AFC and go to the Super Bowl Joe Flacco. And let's say that they win the dang thing.
Is Flacco elite?
Is Flacco a more beloved figure in sports history in Cleveland than LeBron James?
I wouldn't say that, but I would say, I mean, LeBron kind of has like the traitor like image because remember he left Cleveland, then he came back.
We're talking about winning a Super Bowl for the Cleveland Browns.
when they forked out all the money for Deshaun Watson and it meant nothing. And not only that, he wasn't even the backup QB. Dorian Thompson-Robinson,
a rookie.
Oh, they've
had like two or three of them.
Yeah, that's the thing. So he was kind of like at the end of a QB carousel there for a little bit. If they do that, playing in one of the toughest divisions, there are no AFC North teams that have a losing record. So if you're going crazy in that division, you make the playoffs. When's the last, if they win next week, they'll be 12-5. When's the last time they had a regular season finish with 12 games?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, they were 11-5 last year, which is like the first time since like the 80s with Marty Schottenheimer that had happened when they were the Cardiac Kids. So, yeah, it's been a long time. All right, 447, get an update on the roads and weather and get some health, business, and science notes in.
All righty, so looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway has worsened some since we last touched on it, but that's the biggest one giving us problems in Pensacola itself. However, out of nowhere, we've got a lot of backup developing on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton over in Santa Rosa County, so look out for that.
All right, Channel 3 weather, 53 degrees right now, 38 tonight, clear skies. Saturday and Sunday, both sunshine, 55 tomorrow, 61 on Sunday. Overnight low tomorrow night will be 39. 50% chance of rain, give or take, there on New Year's Day, but warmer, 64 on New Year's Monday. Health, business, and science, a popular portable blender being recalled voluntarily due to a safety risk. 5 million BlendJet 2s. Which were sold at Amazon, Costco, Target, and Walmart. The company says products that are currently for sale are safe, but earlier versions of the blender may overheat or the blades could break off.
And U.S. intelligence officials say that the Chinese spy balloon that flew across the country early this year used an American internet service provider to communicate. NBC News reports that an intelligence assessment found that the balloon connected to a U.S.-based company to send and receive communications from China, mostly for navigation. Senior Biden administration officials have said the U.S. was able to protect sensitive sites on the ground because they closely tracked the balloon's projected flight path.
FDA is warning consumers about counterfeit versions of the diabetes drug Ozempic.
It's very hard to tell the difference if you're accessing the product from a place that is not legitimate, like an online pharmacy, or not through your healthcare professional. That's probably the highest risk for being exposed to a counterfeit drug.
And the FDA announced this month that counterfeit versions of the drug popularly used for weight loss have made their way into the U.S. market. Thousands of units have been seized to be inspected.
And the Spirit Airlines employee who escorted a child onto the wrong flight last week is no longer working for the company. The airline said it conducted an internal investigation and that the individual would be held accountable for failing to follow our procedures. The 6-year-old was flying from Philadelphia to visit his grandmother in Fort Myers, Florida, but ended up on a flight to Orlando.
Spirit Airlines, known for their, their procedures and policy and everything else. Yeah, that's a bold strategy, flying a kid unaccompanied.
Him on the wrong flight.
4:50, final break here in hour number one. Back with some pop culture notes. We'll have an update on Taylor Swift, whether or not she was on the In the Heights podcast today. Austin waiting with bated breath on that. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, the Transgressors Memorial Service, as always, mocking the cancel culture that is so prevalent around us. Also talked extensively about the misunderstanding regarding the recent announcement by the Pope that it's okay for priests to some degree, bless same-sex couple people, but not bless the union itself, and why that distinction is important to understanding the Catholic position on these matters. You can find that in the 6 o'clock hour on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is David Wayne from the newsroom wishing you and your family a very happy new year.
Happy New Year. News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Hasn't been much to report on the roads, but we have had a couple of big hitters so far. If you are traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, expect some issues there. It's nothing too severe, but it may just hold you up a tad. Also, at the intersection of North Davis and Airport Boulevard, we had some minor congestion issues there. And also the intersection of Brent Lane and North 9th Avenue is kind of looking slightly splotchy here and there as well. The last one we touched on was Caroline Street in Santa Rosa County. If you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, that was looking really rough. And the congestion is still there, but it has greatly decreased.
Overnight will be chilly again with low temperatures down in the 30s, and the inland areas will likely see freezing cold temperatures, so patchy frost as we head into Saturday morning. Saturday will be sunny with highs in the 50s, a little warmer, and still sunny on Sunday with highs in the 60s. Monday, that's New Year's Day, and we've got a 50% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 53 degrees right now, 38 overnight tonight. Sunshine high of around 55 on Saturday. Pop culture notes. Donald Trump is denying claims that he bullied his way into appearing in the film Home Alone 2.
Excuse me. Where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
Trump, in a post on Truth Social, said the director of the film, Chris Columbus, begged him to make a cameo in the movie. The scene takes place in New York's Plaza Hotel, which Trump owned at the time. This comes after Columbus, in an interview, said he was only allowed to film in the plaza if Trump was given a scene in the movie, saying he bullied his way into the film. Trump this week said, nothing could be further from the truth. I'm Mark Mayfield.
All right, so there you go. There's the latest on that controversy.
And people from all over the world will be flocking to Times Square this weekend for the big New Year's Eve celebration. Yeah. The event on Sunday will feature live performances by Flo Rida, Paul Anka, Jelly Roll, and more. Officials tomorrow will be testing out the famous ball that is 12 feet in diameter and is covered in crystal triangles.
You big, what it's still called, I think, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, or did they change? Ryan Seacrest is hosting that. You a big fan of that? Or
we make a point of watching it, on television on New Year's Eve. It's just kind of part of it's like a tradition that we do.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of a dud for me now. Well, because we're in the Central Time Zone.
Oh.
Growing up in the Eastern Time Zone, it was obviously midnight when they said it was midnight, but now you got to watch another hour. I think New Orleans is like the kind of the regional one that they have on the networks, I think.
I don't know. Who cares?
I'm just making conversation. We got 3 minutes to fill, so.
No. It's not that.
All right, you know what? We'll just talk about whatever Austin wants to talk about, whatever you care about.
Oh, so my gosh.
Steelers talk for the next 3 hours.
No.
3 minutes, I guess.
Yeah, 3 hours, really? Whatever. Okay, no, hold on. What I meant was, like, you're acting like, you know, you're like a purist. Like, it's not actually midnight if you're not on the Eastern time zone. Like,
well,
that's
how
you said
that is not a purist ideology. That is literal truth.
I know.
When it's
like,
midnight on the East Coast, it is not midnight here.
But when you're
it's
me.
It's called time zones.
When you when you are someone like me who's been here in the Central time zone all his life.
Okay, but okay.
You make do with what you got.
Well, that's what I mean, though, is I don't know what network it's on, but I think you have, at midnight locally, you have the New Orleans one or whatever the regional, okay, here's when it's actually midnight. I'm just saying that for the first 28 years of my existence, growing up on the East Coast and watching Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, when it was midnight and you counted down and you kissed whoever was near you and you had your champagne, it was actually midnight. But now it's like, all right, well, now I got to wait an hour. So it's a little bit of a letdown for me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, back in my day, midnight was midnight.
I'm telling you, get off my lawn. I'm going to whatever happened to that daylight savings thing where we'd be on the East Coast time zone.
Yeah.
I want to look into that again. Okay. I'm going to call up Congressman Gates about it when his office reopens next week. Wacky stories. Two French chefs and a cheesemaker have broken a Guinness World Record by creating a pizza with over 1,000 different types of cheeses. Pizza chef Benoit Bruel of Lyon was behind the culinary creation. He first set the world record in 2020 with just over 250 variety of cheese. So now he went up to 1,000. So that's pretty interesting there. And good news, an Army veteran in Virginia jumped 50 feet off of a bridge into winter cold water to save a suicidal teen. Instincts clued in Juan Serrano on the motives of a young guy on the side of the Appomattox Bridge who was pacing and seemed to need help. Pulling over, he asked the young fellow if he needed a ride, but as soon as Serrano began to approach him, he jumped into the fast-flowing freezing water. Serrano managed to reach him, and after the river carried them a mile downstream, they landed at the gates of a water treatment facility where Serrano used his belt and the boy's backpack to get them out of the water.